action times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Nevada State investigators looking into the death of a 27-year-old woman in a jail cell in Mineral County last year, where she had been sent for failing to take care of traffic tickets. They have found that Kelly Coltrane wanted to go to a hospital, but her jailers denied her requests.
Although there is video monitoring, sheriff's deputies apparently did not see she had a seizure and had not moved for more than 6 hours. Deputies didn't call for help or try to resuscitate her, the video shows. The 27-year-old reportedly lay dead in her jail cell until the next morning when investigators from the state arrived. Details of her death more than a year ago came to light as a 300-page report released finding jail employees violated multiple policies.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump tearing into Attorney General Jeff Sessions again over the Justice Department investigations of two Republican congressmen. The president tweeting, "The Democrats, none of whom voted for Sessions, must love him now." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A slowing price of crude oil, one of the factors for a decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has the latest.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
Voters head to the polls in Massachusetts for primaries today as Republicans Jeff Deal, John Kingston, and Beth Lindstrom are facing off to challenge Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Governor Charlie Baker is being challenged by Scott Lively for the Republican nomination, and Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. And Nike chooses former San Francisco Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick as the face of its new Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick tweeting a photo of himself with the slogan, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike using it to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It slogan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! We're going to talk today about being a warrior. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us on this Labor Day weekend. Holy smoke, it's September? Where did summer go? Summer should get a speeding ticket. Seems like it just got here. Well, fall is beautiful here in Michigan. I hope it is where you are. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, I've been trying to avoid those late summer speeding tickets this week in Michigan, Colonel. On one hand, it doesn't help when you're driving a car with out-of-town license plates, if you get pulled over. But I do feel that other drivers respect a car with New York license plates much more. So I've been making good time, making my way around the Mitten State. Safe driving and tailgating to all of you as we kick off college football and service academy football this weekend.
Good job, Josh. Keep doing that. We'll hear from Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here. I think he'd been dealing with wild grapes.
Lots of wild grapes. We have a bumper crop of wild grapes this year. And I know that doesn't excite most people.
What, do you have to tame them?
That's right. We have to saddle break them. No, we just pick them. They're just little tiny fox grapes, very tart, very highly acidic, but we can them for juice. And boy, my wife loves it. And whatever makes her happy makes me happy too.
Amen, bro. Do understand that. I'm glad to know you don't have to tame them. Well, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to discuss how our show's former regular guest, Ambassador John Bolton, is in his new position as National Security Advisor, making our nation much safer. And my friend and fellow Army combat vet David Bull Bolgiano will join me today to discuss what is a warrior. We should know, as we need a whole bunch of them, you know. Then we're going to discuss a great book about the future of America with author James Robbins. And we're going to review August's movie of the month, Between Iraq and a Hard Place. It's quite a movie, and we'll meet with the Army football coach, Jeff Munkin. Troops, listen up. In a month or so, we're going to be starting a new program. At least we will if you'll help. Our goal is, on each show, to honor a deceased military person. Not some superstar, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably on active duty or in the Guard or Reserves. Here's how to nominate someone. Send me 50 to 100 words summarizing his or her service, and I'll read that on the show if you're selected. If you send along a picture, we'll also include it in our e-newsletter. Send the information to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Thanks.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Do send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. What's first, Josh?
Arizona Senator John McCain, a Navy pilot who survived 5 years as a prisoner of war in Vietnam, served 3 decades in Congress and went on to become the Republican Party nominee for president in 2008. He died a week ago Saturday at 81 years old. McCain was diagnosed with brain cancer in July of 2017. He remained upbeat after the diagnosis, flying back to Washington days after surgery with a large scar above his eye to partake in the Senate's healthcare debate. In 1967, his A-4 Skyhawk was hit by a surface-to-air missile over Hanoi. He was captured by the North Vietnamese, who tortured and beat him. He was in solitary confinement for several years. His captors offered him early release after learning that his father was an admiral. But McCain refused to leave before the other prisoners. He was released in 1973. Public viewings and visitations were held in Phoenix and our nation's capital, with the senator being interred at the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery on Sunday, September 2nd.
Rest in peace, Senator. We'll keep your family in prayer.
It was no surprise to me, Colonel, that Senator McCain's final resting place is in the U.S. Naval Academy Cemetery. The Naval Academy is undoubtedly the place where he is a legend and is held in the highest regard. U.S. Congressman Duncan Hunter, Republican from California, and his wife Margaret were arraigned before a judge at which they both pled not guilty to charges of using $250,000 in campaign funds for vacations and groceries, among other personal expenditures. Hunter said, "I feel good, as he brushed past reporters and a small group of protesters at the federal courthouse who chanted, "Lock him up," and "Shame, shame." Bail was set at $15,000 for Hunter and $10,000 for Margaret Hunter, and a hearing in the case was scheduled for September 4th. Earlier, Hunter said he was the victim of a witch hunt concocted by a bunch of leftists. He said he would not resign and would run for re-election in November for the seat in the San Diego area that he has held for 5 terms. Duncan told Politico in early August that, "I knew the rules of campaign finance, and any violations were the result of honest mistakes."
I've worked with Congressman Hunter. He's a U.S. Marine Reserve major who has served in combat in the Middle East. I don't want to believe these charges. It is suspicious to me that they suddenly are coming up now, 2 months before the election day. But we'll have to wait and see. Stay tuned.
Our Army's acquisitions chief said recently that the military needs to make a major technological breakthrough in speed if combat forces are to maintain their edge on future battlefields. Bruce Jett, an assistant secretary of the Army, referring to the service's breakthrough in night vision technology, said, quote, "What is it that we could do that would be the same as own the night? And I'll tell you, the thing that keeps coming up is speed." Jett recalled an experience he had in the early 1980s as a tank commander during training at Fort Carson in Colorado. Quote, "I was coming up over this ridgeline, and the other guy is coming up over the other ridgeline. I saw him, he saw me. It was like quick draw. Who is going to get in line with the other guy first?" End quote. Jett said, describing how it all came down to the rate at which the turret turned. Jett says that the Russians are experimenting with robotic turrets that use algorithms to speed up decision-making in combat. Inside the tank, the computer processes images that appear on a flat screen and can more quickly conclude whether it is a tank. This reduces the number of steps the gunner must go through before engaging targets. Addressing an audience of industry representatives, Jett said, quote, "I need your ideas on how to put us way past what these guys are onto. How can we be faster? How can we be better?" He added that our probability of target detection and identification has to be extremely high. Our thresholds would have to be higher. We would have to be better. We would have to be faster. Speed is going to be critically important.
This makes great sense to me. I trust American industry will again help keep our military the strongest in the world.
Our Army activated U.S. Army Future Command in Austin, Texas, late last month. Its purpose is to reform the service's bureaucraticdom and replace the Army's Big Five platforms through 6 modernization priorities: long-range precision fires, next-generation combat vehicle, future vertical lift, a mobile network, air and missile defense, and soldier lethality. Army Chief of Staff General Milley said, quote, "Most of us for the last 16 or 17 years have been wrapped up in today, but we need to think about tomorrow. This command is all about setting the U.S. Army up to be not only winning on a battlefield, but to be decisive and absolutely dominant on the battlefield so that we inflict punishment and destroy the enemy at least cost to ourselves," end quote. Milley said that to make this happen, the Army decided that Future's Command would be like no other. Milley said, quote, "They are not going to wear uniforms, so this isn't going to be folks running around in uniforms or that sort of thing. This is the first time in Army history that we have ever planted a major headquarters right smack in the center of an urban area in the U.S. Why are we doing that? Because we think that the connective tissue between the American people and the American Army needs to be strengthened. It's important, I think, we all think, to put it right in the heart of an American city to leverage the entrepreneurial spirit, the energy, and the innovation of American citizens," end quote.
This certainly sounds interesting. I'm not sure if I get the benefit to being in an urban city. I guess we'll see. And that's the news. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk warriors, like what are they, with Bull Bogiano. At East Troops, take a break. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
This is Marine Vet Skip Corio with your home defense tip of the week. Criminals love the cover of darkness. It hides them and provides a tactical advantage and cover for them to launch an attack. Avoid dark alleys and unlit parking lots. When possible, always park under a light and avoid areas with a reputation for high crime. Remember, if you can't see the bad guy, then you can't avoid his ambush. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. When this show started just over 11 years ago, our first big-name guest was Ambassador John Bolton. He had been the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations in 2005 and 2006, and was and is a thoughtful and outspoken person on foreign policy. What I really appreciate about him is that when he talks, he uses words that everybody can understand. No political speak for him. Well, our president made Bolton his national security advisor, an outstanding move for America, but not for our adversaries. So, let's review his impact on our security over the past almost 2 years. First, a bit more background. As Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Affairs in the George W. Bush administration, Bolton created and implemented the Proliferation Security Initiative. The PSI was the most successful counter-proliferation program the U.S. has undertaken in recent years. As UN ambassador, he dismantled the corrupt UN Human Rights Commission. Bolton's success created some jealousy among the Washington establishment, but they're really annoyed by his refusal to go along to get along. Bolton's stubborn insistence on basing U.S. policies on reality rather than ideology has made him a bit unpopular in the foreign policy establishment. Long properly considered one of Israel's best friends in Washington, he knows that Israel is the U.S.'s most powerful and vital ally in the Middle East. So it isn't surprising that during a recent visit to Israel, one of his biggest headline-grabbing quotes was when he was seemed to be rejecting Israel's hope of U.S. recognition for its sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Bolton said, quote, "Obviously, we understand the Israeli claim that it has annexed the Golan Heights. We understand their position, but there's no change in the U.S. position for now." There are two aspects to the Trump White House's relationship with Israel that distinguish it from its predecessors. Unlike his predecessors, but like Bolton, Trump relates to Israel as a key U.S. ally and a partner. Trump's predecessors generally viewed Israel as a supplicant. Trump and his advisors are willing to listen to Israel's positions objectively, but they don't assume, as many of their predecessors did, that Israel is hustling them. When Bolton says the administration has to change its Golan Heights policy, he's inviting Israel to make its case. Why should we change our policy? How would such a move improve the strategic balance of forces on the ground? Why is it in our interest? If Israel has a case to make, the Trump White House is willing to listen. Consider the attention the White House is paying to Iran's entrenchment in Syria. Bolton said, quote, "Syria was the main topic of discussion during President Trump's meeting with President Putin in Helsinki. This was the case both during their meeting with their advisors and during their one-on-one meeting." Until recently, the Trump administration's position on Syria was the same as Obama's. That is, the U.S. involvement in Syria is to fight ISIS. Iran's takeover of the country is not our problem. Today, our administration shares Israel's position that all Iranian forces must withdraw from Syria. Trump's decision is not evidence that he's beholden to Israel. It is instead a demonstration of his determination to base U.S. foreign policy on reality. This determination marks the White House's policy on Hezbollah as well. On the face of things, the U.S.-Israeli demand that Iran remove all of its forces from Syria seems to miss something. Hezbollah is the second most powerful military force in the Middle East, second only to Israel, and it is the biggest conventional threat to Israeli forces. As Syrian regime forces have seized the border zone with Israel, Hezbollah forces, often wearing Syrian uniforms, have deployed directly across from Israel. They pose a clear threat to Israel, yet Israel and the U.S. are not explicitly demanding their withdrawal. So Bolton assured that Hezbollah has not been given a free pass. It is simply that we view Hezbollah forces as Iranian forces. He added they are functionally a part of the Iranian Quds force. Given this, making a separate demand for their departure is unnecessary. This White House clear-eyed view of Hezbollah is not shared across the administration. For instance, the Pentagon stubbornly maintains against mountains of proof that Hezbollah does not control the Lebanese government. On yet another topic, Bolton readily admitted that Syrian officers who have defected to the U.S. have told us that they helped transfer the Iranian funds that financed the North Korean-built nuclear reactor in Syria. So, in John Bolton, our nation has a man who sees and speaks reality, and he cares little for political correctness, and this makes our nation safer. Our nation needs more people in Washington like him. God bless you, Mr. Bolton. And those are my comments for the day. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom. Now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have today, Roland?
You know, Colonel, my wife and I decided it was time to find a new home. We've been living in the same place for almost 18 years. We're empty nesters now. That says nothing about our age, by the way. But we just figured it's time for us to find a new place. So we went out looking for homes, and we finally found one that we kind of liked. So what do? When you find a house that you like and you're in the market, you put an offer on the house, right? Well, our offer was contingent upon the approval of a VA loan. And let me tell you, the sellers out and out rejected to even look at the offer past that. They said there was no way they were going to work with anybody who was using a VA loan to purchase that home. So I kind of asked some more questions. I mean, why would somebody not want to work with somebody with a VA loan? What I found is that there's at least a perceived opinion that working with VA loans costs the sellers money. And on top of that, they take forever to get approved, and it drags out for months. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. That's certainly not something that we saw when we bought our home the first time around. So I don't know if this is just an isolated incident, or is this something that's happening throughout our country, and many veterans are not able to use their benefit with a VA loan. So do me a favor. If you've had an experience with getting a house using a VA loan, whether that was a positive experience or a negative experience, email me at Roland, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. I really want to hear your stories. I want to take a look and see, you know, is this just an isolated incident, or are we really having this as a major problem throughout our country? You know, if it's a major problem, we might be able to fix it, whether it's working with the VA to solve the problems for what's happening with the sellers, or whether it's just a PR problem, and we just need to get the word out about what it's like working with VA loans, so that way not only lenders, but more importantly, sellers are willing to work with our veterans. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really appreciate you, man. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss warriors with Bol Bolgiano. Then we'll review a book about erasing America. There's a lesson here that we all have to learn. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with the front lines of freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to provide a taste of home to our commissary patrons around the world.
From canned beans to instant oatmeal, the Freedom's Choice brand has all your favorite food items made exclusively for our nation's armed forces and families with the quality, value, and integrity you deserve. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 minus, or I mean, other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show attorney, author, and former Army JAG David Bo Bolgiano. We've discussed Bo's outstanding book, Fighting Today's Wars, many times on this show. If you haven't read it, go to Amazon or somewhere and get Fighting Today's Wars. Today, we're going to take a different tack. We're going to talk about warriors. So welcome back to the show, Bo.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Bo, you're a former police officer and combat vet. Give any new listeners a quick review of your experience.
Sure. I started my career as a police officer in Baltimore City. I worked the projects there and went to undergraduate and graduate school at night. And then I assessed into the United States Army and served in the 82nd Airborne Division in Desert Storm in 3rd Infantry Division when it was in Germany. And then after 9/11 kicked off with Special Operations Forces for 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then I ended up my career as an instructor at the U.S. Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
So Bo has some small idea of what combat's like even as a police officer.
Yeah, it's interesting. My first deadly force encounter was as a police officer.
And an awful lot of police officers, and I know a lot of them, don't ever have a deadly force encounter, and that's not a complaint. It's not fun, is it?
No, it isn't. But mercifully, when I had mine back in the 80s, the homicide detectives brought me into the detective's room after the shooting and essentially told me to sit down and shut up, and they will tell me what happened. And it was a... I don't like the term good shoot, but it was clearly a righteous shoot in the sense that I shot an armed robber at a McDonald's restaurant at 1 o'clock in the morning. So there was no real dispute about the lawfulness of it, but I was still in no position to give an articulate statement as to, you know, why I used deadly force. Unfortunately, in some jurisdictions, and I think of my old stomping grounds in Baltimore, that is no longer happening. They're convicting the police in the court of public opinion and doing terrible things to young officers. And that violates the warrior ethos, in my opinion.
It absolutely does. I'm fond of saying that police officers are not our brothers in arms, but they're our first cousins in valor because they're putting their lives on the line every day under separate kinds of rules. So our topic today is warriors. What are they? How do you get them? And all that sort of stuff. And while we're talking primarily about Army, we're not excluding, specifically not excluding police officers who many times are in the same games with even less rules on their side. Anyway, that's our direction. So in my opinion, Bo, a warrior in our military, and we're going to talk about how do you train them, support them, employ them, identify them. And because you can use the word warrior all kinds of different ways, I'm defining it as close combat people, infantry, armor, special ops, those kind of people. Does that fit your definition too?
Yeah, it does. And it's been a historically perennial problem for human beings. Heraclitus wrote of this when he said that out of 100 men, 10 will be warriors. And of that 10, one will be a warrior leader. So we are starting with a very small shot group of people. And unless the system nurtures that group, protects them, allows them to flourish and grow, you'll stymie the warrior spirit in the military. And my fear is that's exactly what's happened ever since our involvement in Bosnia. We've really tamped down on people sticking their head above the surface, being risk takers, and we've developed a risk-averse officer corps that it may take a major shooting war to turn around.
I agree with you very much on that. And again, folks, to narrow this down, everybody in a combat zone can be shot at. Everybody in a combat zone is at risk, whether it's from snipers or bombs or IEDs or whatever. But we're talking now by warriors about the people who take the fight to the enemy, whose goal is to go face-to-face with the enemy and do battle with them. We're talking about those people specifically when we talk about warriors. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking warriors with Bo Bolciano. Okay. One of my concerns is the myth that our Pentagon subscribes to the fact that women are the same as men in close combat. Does this bother you, Bo?
Yeah, it does. And I think more importantly, it bothers people like Colonel John W. Ripley, a Marine colonel, Vietnam veteran, Navy Cross recipient from the Battle of Dong Hau Bridge. Ripley testified in 1993 at the Presidential Commission on Women Engaged in Combat. And his testimony is riveting. It can be found in a wonderful book called An American Knight by Norman Fulkerson. And in sum, he said, irrespective of whether an individual person can shoulder the load necessary to survive in a combat setting, as a society, is it wise for us to subject our women, our ladies, to that type of sustained violence? And I think the answer is no, but of course I'd be burned at the stake at the altar of political correctness if I were to say that in a greater open public forum. And I think that's a shame. That's kind of my first overarching problem with this issue.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Let's say, for example, hypothesize that there are some women who can absolutely meet the standard. I'll debate that issue, but let's assume that there are. Then women are the same as men. Okay, but we're only dealing with volunteers now. The next major war, we're going to have a draft. We have to draft women as well as men. And that means Susie Q, the little girl from next door, can be drafted. And where do we need most of them? In the infantry. And that's where she's going to end up. And she is not one of those. But you, as a infantry squad leader or a grunt, you're going to be half of your squad, platoon, company is going to be girls in the infantry or the special forces. And going to be a disaster.
No, it is. And the eviscerating impact that has on good order and discipline, young 18, 19, and 21-year-old healthy males and females have these things called hormones. They're greatly attracted to each other, and the Army tries to deal with it by creating this elaborate, abusive sexual assault awareness training program where they expect our warriors to be neutered. They expect them to, you know, act like perfect angels. Well, that's crazy. Warriors are young men with high testosterone levels, and God designed them to fight and fornicate, and that's an immutable truth in the universe. And you can write all the regulations you want, pass all the policies you want. That fact isn't going to change. So you overlay that onto a battlefield situation, and little Johnny's worried about protecting little Susie and not worrying about fighting and saving his fellow men in his squad. And as you know, as a infantry leader, how disastrous that would be in a combat setting.
And Johnny and Susie were in a foxhole one day for about 48 hours.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, Susie and Susie were in the wheelhouse, I believe, of the USS Fitzgerald. It was either the Fitzgerald or McCain that was wrecked in a collision in the Pacific last year. And they had a lover's spat, and one of them in the wheelhouse wasn't talking to the other one in the combat information center, and they crashed into a freighter. The press never reported on that. To me, that's an abdication of the press's duties. It's an abdication of our Navy leadership duties to point out this 800-pound gorilla in the room.
And this is not putting down any women who are currently in close combat units who are meeting all the standards. We're not putting them down. We're just saying this is a bad idea as we go forward.
And of course not. I have all the love and respect. I've served with them. I've been out in the field with a captain in the 82nd Airborne Division that squatted to piss in the urine trench and pulled her pants up and drove on. That's fine. I encourage that. But she was not a wilting lily. She was not one to pull the EEO sexual harassment card every second. If somebody said something untoward to her, she'd call them on it or nail them. And
that's what we need right there.
Yeah, it is what we need. And I feel bad for women like that that are caught up by all these people that have learned how to play the game.
Indeed. There's more to discuss about warriors, and Bo's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. I'm the leader, and that's how many I do every day, so you should too. Then take a break or stay in the area. Bo and I will be right back. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check unitedpatriots.org.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home.
This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Attorney Bo Bolgiano. Bo, you were talking about women in combat situations and that you've seen some that fit right in, but that doesn't mean they all do.
No, it doesn't. And I'll give a shining example of the horrors that can occur. We had a West Point graduate helicopter pilot flying in Afghanistan. A Ranger company is pinned down by enemy fire. This young man flies his Black Hawk between the enemy and the Rangers so that his door gunners can spray the enemy. His co-pilot is hit in the neck with an enemy round. This pilot plugs his co-pilot's neck with his finger and flies the Black Hawk one-handed back to base. He's awarded a Valor Award for that action. While he is away, his wife, a female helicopter pilot, is back at Fort Bragg, and she was having sex with four different men, including her enlisted crew chief. The military gave her a letter of reprimand and started cashiering her out. Well, her civilian attorney, quick to recognize the danger, had her allege that this young man sexually assaulted her in their home. Well, Hartnett County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina investigated it. Their criminal investigation division said no case, did not happen. The prosecutor in Hartnett County declined to take it further. The female's attorney went to the division commander in the 82nd Airborne Division and said, do you realize how interested Clara McCaskill would be in this? And if you want to see your next star, you better take care of my client. Well, they court-martialed the young man. She perjured herself under oath. They sent her to graduate school, and we lost a hero pilot because of this nonsense.
You know, that's the sex games, and this is going to rock you, Bo, but hang on. There is a difference between men and women. There really is. And I know you're shaken, but truly there is. I want to add one more dimension. If we think of NFL as non-lethal combat and close combat infantry special ops type as lethal combat, how many women are playing in the NFL?
Yeah, or the NBA.
Or how about LPGA?
Yes.
Women don't compete against men athletically, but we want them in the hand-to-hand, face-to-face situation?
Yep. This is political correctness turning right reason on its head. And to say otherwise in this Orwellian world we now exist in, truth becomes hate speech.
Yeah, and that is bizarre. Now, to sort of change directions, and please don't think, folks, that we're in any way putting down the women who are currently serving in these kind of positions. God bless them. I appreciate them. They're obviously patriots. They're obviously in great shape. But that doesn't mean they're the best choice. And we could go on for hours on this, but I don't want to do that. Bo, looking at our military, for decades now, the Navy has been firing ship COs and XOs. The Air Force started firing senior officers a year ago. Now the Army's doing it. Doesn't this suggest that something's wrong? And many of the Navy issues were sexually related issues.
Yeah, no, it is. And it goes back to that leadership issue. I was very, very disturbed by Admiral McRaven's comments about former CIA Director Brennan a few weeks ago. Okay, and I'm not taking away anything from Admiral McRaven. He's a true patriot in the sense of his service as a SEAL, USOCOM commander, etc. But how do people like him survive 8 years in the Obama administration without pushing back, without saying, hey, sir, this is a really bad idea? And the answer is they have to become political animals. And our current leadership system essentially castrates our real warriors at around the two-star level. People that have been in gunfights, that understand troops, that are true combat leaders, tap out at around the two-star level because, oh, they haven't been to the Harvard Government School. They haven't been doing internships at the State Department, doing all the political crap that is now required of senior leaders. And to me, I think this is very dangerous. They've been referred to by a number of writers as the perfume princes, and that needs to stop. And it's going to require political action of our leaders in Congress and the White House to start nominating our gunfighters to be our leaders of our young men and women in combat.
Boy, are you right there. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing warriors with attorney David Bolbolgiano. What you just said is so true. And to reek back to some things we talked about on previous shows together, some of these same people were the ones who, if I'm a company commander and you're a corporal and you did some shooting and some lawyer says they wanted to charge you, I'm the one who can say no, but I didn't.
Yep.
So that I'd look good and get promoted. So I let you be court-martialed. We're talking about the same people. This is just 10 years later, right?
Oh, it is. And what I find horrifically ironic and horrifically poor leadership is that these same guys that have thrown their young men and women under the bus on the altar of political expediency to get promoted, now when their general officers have no problem dropping a 2,000-pound JDAM on a high-value target and, oh, by the way, killing 18 true noncombatants in the process, and there's no ramification for them. To me, that hypocrisy reeks. And nobody's calling them on it. No one in our JAG Corps is calling them on it. And no one in our political leadership is calling them on it.
Am I safe in saying that while our Pentagon current leadership has done a great job of getting rid of the stupid rules of engagement, we haven't changed Obama era, everybody's the same, women are the same, stay politically correct. We still have a politically correct Pentagon, don't we?
Very much so. And there are many in there are holdovers that are actively resisting. And I think that's an inherent difference between a conservative and a progressive. A conservative, if they're in a position of trust as a senior civilian leader, they'll salute the commander-in-chief and march on. A progressive leader in there will actively militate to upset the apple cart and be an obstructionist. And it's just in their nature. If you look at, you know, progressivism since George Bernard Shaw's era in the early 20th century up till today, they're always the squeaky wheels. They're the ones out there like Antifa throwing bombs, mixing things up in a way that's obstructionist. And conservatives by nature are that. They're conservative. They will leave well enough alone. They believe in private property rights and hard work. And it's very difficult for conservatives to play in that same league with the progressives because the progressives aren't playing by the same rules. And that same thing is happening with inside the political bowels of the Pentagon.
And I think what you're saying is that a conservative, if you're his leader and he doesn't agree with you, he'll quit. A progressive will stay there and work against you.
That's correct.
Yeah. If I'm going to say I'm working for you, I am.
Yeah. And I think there's no greater example of that than former CIA Director Brennan. Okay.
Yes.
You know, any other former CIA director, they quietly go about their consulting business, doing their job, if they so choose, where they go off into retirement and teach somewhere. Every night he's on televised news saying outrageously slanderous things against the commander in chief.
And there we are.
Yeah.
There we are.
The CIA director never did that to Obama
or anybody before him. Well,
yep.
We're out of time. I thank you for taking time to join us today. We've got to do this again. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being part of the team. I look forward to working with you.
God bless.
Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we all get to honor this fine troop. President Trump posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor to Tech Sergeant John Chapman at a recent ceremony at the White House, marking the first time a U.S. airman had received the military's highest award for valor for operations in America's longest war. It's the first time an airman has received the award in nearly 50 years. Sergeant Chapman was a member of our nation's Special Operations Forces and was killed during an operation. Quote, "We're gathered together this afternoon to pay tribute to a fallen warrior, a great warrior, Technical Sergeant John Chapman, and to award him the nation's highest and most revered military honor," Trump said during the ceremony. Quote, "Now John will become the first Special Tactics Airman to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor." The president presented the award to Valerie Nessel, Chapman's widow, in front of their two daughters, Madison and Brianna. Chapman's mother, Terry, and sister, Lori, were in the audience, and Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson and Air Chief of Staff David Goldfein. Chapman's mother and Terry and sister, Lori, were there, too. Former Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James, who aided in pushing Chapman's medal evaluation through, was also among the people there. So stand tall in heaven, Tech Sergeant Chapman. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing James Robbins' great book, Erasing America. Then we'll review August's Movie of the Month with Diane Raver. And we'll talk Army football with Army's football coach. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go out and run a couple of miles with wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water, and finally put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing began, but that was before Democrats and protesters demanded the committee be shut down immediately. All the interrupting and yelling led for Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana to ask to be recognized on the floor.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell me again how many documents have been produced?
488,000 minus, or I mean, other than 28,000 pages that Justice Kavanaugh has submitted, including his own judicial opinion.
Much of the discussion is over the Democrats receiving all the documents they requested, which was in the millions. Today, Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to become a hurricane as it hits the Gulf Coast, including parts of Mississippi. A hurricane warning is still in effect for most of the area along the Gulf Coast, and as much as 8 inches of rain is expected. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
An internal probe at the EPA finds it spent more than it should have on security for its former administrator. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The EPA inspector general is saying the agency failed to document why the former administrator, Scott Pruitt, needed more than $3.5 million in round-the-clock security through 2017. According to the agency, Pruitt's security costs were more than double that of his predecessor, Gina McCarthy, during her last year in that office. The inspector general's report says the EPA's lack of rules over security for agency heads can result